Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday morning. Monday, October the 27th, 2025. Last Monday in the month of October. Can you imagine that? 14 minutes past the hour, 36 degrees. A little chilly out there this morning here in Marion City, Marion County, but glad to be with you on this Monday morning. Do want to remind you, the last morning I'll be able to do this. Don't forget to join the group at Kroger Route 95 for Kids Night Out. That's tonight, October 27th, 5 to 7 p.m. Join them for some fun games and spooky prizes. They'll also be collecting new and gently used coats and hats and gloves to donate to the Salvation Army. That's Kroger Kids Night Out, Route 95, tonight, October 27th. 5 until 7 p.m. Don't miss that. Tonight is the night, and it should be a lot of fun for the group out there at Kroger on Route 95, and I know they got a lot of good stuff to give away. Ask me how I know. 740-383-9944. Phone lines are open. Well, got a couple interesting things. Well, a few interesting things, really, to be honest with you, to talk about here. We do now know, and I don't know what impact this is going to have long term, but as of Friday, the mass message kind of came out that the SNAP food card, food stamps that people do receive will not be likely delivered, put on people's cards this coming Saturday. Saturday's November the 1st. Apparently, those are loaded on November the 1st, and there was a message sent out from Job and Family Services, which is on our Facebook page, which basically says, because of the government shutdown and the way the appropriations financially have been made, that the cards are not going to load on Saturday in Marion County, and there's going to be a delay. Now, how long this delay will be, we don't know, but what is the impact going to be? There was a lot of talk about this over the weekend in several different places. Now, one of the theories is that people are just not going to show up and buy food. I don't know if that's going to happen because people have to eat. More than likely, what will happen is that people will buy food with the money they have, and they'll neglect some other bill that they feel not as important as eating. Well, what bill's that going to be, and what effect is that going to have on the economy? And can this all be straightened out before Saturday? Because certainly the people in Washington have to know that this is coming. And is it worth it to keep the government shut down over healthcare reasons, healthcare concerns? Now, I'm not going to delve into these healthcare concerns because, honestly, everybody's got their own opinion on those. The facts are what the facts are. There would be major cutbacks to Medicaid, which would affect a lot of these people who are using the food card in Marion County. And by the way, just for the record, we do have the statistics here in Marion County. 21,841 people, Marion County residents, receive health coverage thanks to Medicaid. That's 33.5% of the county's population. That's a third. 3 in 5 are children 18 and younger. 3 in 10 are working age adults. And 1 in 10 are adults 65 plus, senior citizens. So that's 1,645 senior citizens and close to 10,000 people under the age of 18. So, you know, I look at these numbers, and I think that's a third of Marion County who get their health insurance or a portion of their health insurance from Medicaid. Now, that's just not going to the doctor. I believe this covers medications as well that people are on. And I also believe this covers nursing homes that a lot of the elderly are in that their Medicare does not cover. And a lot of medicines for senior citizens that Medicare does not cover. So I don't know. You know, the food issue is going to be a major problem coming up on Saturday. But who do you want to give in on this government shutdown? Who do you want to compromise to get these food benefits back up and running? Is it at the risk of your health care? I'm guessing other counties, the number is not this big. Now, we're not the biggest, but we're not the smallest either. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I want to know if you've heard of this. Yesterday, in two podcasts that I listened to, they're talking about anybody that's on Social Security is going to have to reapply.
Now,
even people that's 65, that's retired, because they're 65 or whatever age to retire to, they're going to be looked at, and if they're capable of working, they're going to have to go back to work.
Now, what I will say, I even had somebody come up to me yesterday and ask something about Social Security. I cannot confirm that anything is being done with Social Security. And I did not even really want to talk about the food card issue. But Friday, I got the letter from our local office that's absolutely true. That Saturday, the food cards are not loading. So I can report that accurately.
A lot of people. And then, like you say, 30-some percent. Is on Medicaid?
30, yeah, the statistic is, and now this is from Marion County, 33.5% of Marion County residents receive medical coverage thanks to Medicaid. Now, if you have if your opinion is that everybody on Medicaid has no job, if you look at these numbers, that's not necessarily true. I mean, 28.6% are working age adults. Now, I don't know if all those people are unemployed. I don't think they are, but I'm sure a portion of them is.
People that are working that get Medicaid.
Right, right. That's what I'm saying. I can't say that all
them and their kids, they don't make great money, but, I guess there's a limit you have to apply, but I know the aide that comes in and helps me out. She's got two kids, and she makes $16 an hour, and she couldn't afford to buy health insurance through the Affordable Care Act.
Well, and this becomes the problem is that if you qualify for Medicaid, You probably are pretty close to qualifying for the food card. So in Marion County, this number frightens me because I don't have the numbers for the food card. I don't know that they would release that. I don't know if they have that the statistics are that accurate. But if this many people in Marion qualify for Medicaid, 21,841, a third of the county, and we know that 13.8% of that are seniors, that's pretty well people in nursing homes, and that 62% of that are children 18 and under, is this how they're getting their food? These are not kids who can go out and get a job. These are not senior citizens who can go out and get a job. So even if you discount the working age people and say, they just need to work more, we're talking 73-74% of people who are not able to work are about to have their food benefits and medical coverage possibly cut off.
Well, that's going to hurt doctors. It's going to hurt pharmacies. It's going to hurt the hospital, And the food card, that's going to hurt all grocery stores.
Well, there was a conversation that I was having yesterday with somebody. People are not going to go without food. Now, they might buy less food, but they're not going to go without food. So, yes, it will hurt the grocery industry. But you can be sure that if you have a car payment, you have a house payment, you rent, you have insurance, maybe life insurance, those things, you're going to eat before you're going to pay those. And that is going to be the bill that you don't pay. Maybe your gas bill, maybe your electric bill, maybe your water bill. I don't know.
Get behind on it, and they'll let you slide for a while, but then you're going to be getting shut-off notices.
Right, so this ultimately becomes a societal problem, because I always said, if you took the food card away from everybody, it doesn't mean people are going to buy less food necessarily. It means people are going to make cuts in other places in their life. And I'll tell you, the big food entities that are going to take the beating are fast food. Because a lot of people, I'm sure, use their cash to go to fast food places or restaurants, and they use the food card at the store. Well, if they've got to use their cash at the store, you might see the restaurant industry take a major hit.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's going to impact your brother, your sister, your mother, your uncle, who have worked at these places a long time, because how are they going to keep people on if they're not making the money that the revenues that they once made?
It's just a sad situation.
Well, but who's gonna blink first? That's the problem, you know. And if the federal government, if the Democrats decide to make a deal with the Republicans to get the government back open, so the food benefits will start rolling again, does that mean the end of 33% of people's health insurance in Marion County? You know, this is a local problem. I had that conversation with Matt Friday night. Now, can the local politicians vote on food card and Medicaid? No. But it certainly affects their constituents.
Yep.
So I don't know. I think it could be a very bad day.
If the Democrats, go ahead and do it, I mean, then there's going to be a lot of people that just can't afford their health insurance coverage. I don't know what's worse. Democrats go ahead and, go for that to get the food cards benefits going, or hold out so they can get some compromise on the health insurance. I mean, and then somebody's going to be left out if they compromise. I mean,
well, I think what the Democrats are probably hoping for is that when the food card balance goes away, that the public, who seems to be pretty much Republican now in a state like Ohio, I mean, Marion County is Republican, that they will turn on the Republicans. Now, I don't know if that'll happen or not, though. I don't know. But I imagine that's what people are going to be waiting for.
Well, if it goes for a long, long time, hopefully people do turn on the Republicans. I think people, a lot of Republicans are, turning,
But, I
not
would...
Not necessarily they want to do away with their conservative thinking, but... The Republican that's in charge right now is just going ballistic on doing things that are hurting the economy, hurting health care for people, hurting, if they can put food on the table.
Well, but I would not.
Republicans are feeling that it's not all Democrats going to lose their food card. It's Republicans, too.
Well, but here's the thing. I would not blame Republicans. I can't say that that's the problem. These sides have both got to talk. They have got to do business together.
Mike Johnson doesn't want to talk.
Well, I understand. That's got to go. And if that is the thinking of either party, then we've got a problem. Because
he's only doing that because of what he's told.
Well, yeah. As I said, the polls last week say that Trump is down 16 percentage points since, I believe, February in Ohio. Now, some people will just say that's not true. Okay, well, I guess it's not true. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, hopefully it'll, you know, before we go, we haven't heard nothing from Sarah for a while. If she's listening, you know, call in, let us know how you're doing. And Cody, we ain't heard
Well, that's because he's listening. He's doing his own thing now.
Well, call in, tell us what you're doing or if you're all right or...
No, he's all right.
Yeah, don't be a stranger.
Yeah. No, anybody can call in anytime. Sarah,
oh, yeah.
I talked to Sarah at a city council meeting not too long ago, so everything's fine there. I think people just have different times that they can call in, but nobody is ever banned from calling in. Anybody can call in.
I just would like to hear from, you know, the people.
Well, no, nobody's banned from calling in.
Right.
Yep, so no, anytime they'd like.
Okay, well, if you hear anything about that, Social Security, everybody's got to reapply.
Well, like I said, I don't think that's true. I have not heard that.
I hope it's not.
No, I wouldn't worry about those things. I think the things that are true deal with the food card right now. I don't think anything's going on with Social Security.
Well, we'll just have to wait and see. Hopefully it's not true.
Yep, I'm sure it's not. All right, thank you.
Yep.
And we are a week and a day away from the election, so here we are, right around the corner. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, if you'd like to say anything. So that's a big story, is that the local Job and Family Services group has said that food cards will likely... they're not going to reload on Saturday unless there's some big change in the next 5 days. Go ahead, caller.
So we're starving kids and grandma, and we've got a fancy new ballroom coming. Anybody feel like just they're sick of all this winning?
Well, people
winning.
Have a different
winning, thing. Winning, winning.
You know, I did a Facebook Live on Saturday. Although that was a harrowing experience because I had.
Heard about it.
Oh,
but I fell asleep. I couldn't do it.
Well, I noticed when I started the Facebook Live that my dashboard, you know, when you start the Facebook Live, was different. So I thought immediately something is different here. And then I just had technical problems galore. But luckily, I mean, it went a long time, so people were able to get their comments in. But I couldn't see their comments. So it was causing a whole big issue. And I thought, well, if I can't see the comments... then there's really not much point in me just talking here. And I didn't realize that was happening until... I was seeing certain comments, but not all of them. So about, like, 50, maybe even longer than that, 45 minutes in, I noticed that when I pulled up Facebook just regularly, I could see all these comments that I was not getting just looking at the dashboard.
Hmm.
But
were you having a girl fight or a cat fight in the comment section? Is that what was going on?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, no. Somebody just messaged me, and then I like half popped open an eye and went and started reading comments, and I saw Jason Schaber was commenting, and I was like, couldn't find my glasses, and then I was like, I'm just going to sleep.
No, the only thing that I think was happening there, I think... you know, gosh, I don't even really remember. I know there was an issue. We were talking about the upcoming election, and I know that I had said that Scott Kreider was a 5th Ward councilman. That was wrong. He was an at-large councilman, but he did run for 5th Ward the last time he ran, but he lost that race. So, though,
well, there goes all your journalistic integrity.
I know, right down the tubes.
Mm-hmm.
And
can't believe anything you say.
No, it's all questionable. Mm-hmm. And I remember that moment, and then I remember, I really, other than that, I don't remember anything that would be Not that I'm aware of, considered
I guess I'll just have to get the juicy posts from the people that were in the comment section.
Yeah, yeah. I missed half the comment section.
Back to the whole people not eating thing, and I can tell you, the first bill that doesn't get paid when people don't have the money is the rent. That's just my experience over the past 16 years. Whatever the issue may be, the first person to typically get blown off is me. So, normally now I've got a good group of tenants. If something's going on, I understand. Let's have a conversation about it. Please don't just leave me hanging. So that's not a big issue for me anymore, but in the past it had been. So I can tell you there's going to be a lot of landlords. People don't have much sympathy for landlords, but I can tell you as a small landlord, when you don't get rent payments, I mean, I've got $700 a month in sewer bills to pay whether you pay your rent or not, you know. I've got hundreds of dollars worth of insurance to pay a month whether you pay your rent or not. My kids' teeth need straightened, you know. And what I do with my rental income is not your business, but some of it goes towards straightening my kid's teeth, and his teeth still need straightened whether you pay your rent or not. The landlords really are the first people that typically get stiff with the rent. Car insurance, your insurance is, like you were saying, those are considered luxuries when people are trying to feed their families. So it's sad. And I have people, though, I noticed on Facebook this morning, though, it's easy to convince them that the Democrats did this to them, and the Democrats are prolonging this, and it's the Democrats that are causing their agony. But they don't understand why Trump won't just wave his magic wand and save them. They can't get that. So this isn't going to be beneficial for either. Well, it's definitely not going to be beneficial for the Republicans. They already hate the Democrats because they caused this. But the Republicans won't save them from it.
Well, here's the thing. I am still, it will always be a mystery to me, long after I am not doing a show like this anymore, why people want to intentionally mislead people. Now, listen, are we perfect all the time? No. And have we gotten things wrong? Of course we have. But as soon as I am aware that we're wrong, I try to fix it. And I try to go in the right direction of what the truth is. When people intentionally... See, when you are a demagogue, when you already have your mind made up on something, and basically all your evidence is to support that opinion that you already have, and that's all you put out there, you don't care about the truth. You don't want to see it any other way. You are not a journalist. You are a demagogue.
Yeah, that's opinion. Yes. Yeah.
And that's a problem, because you do misinform a lot of people along the way, whether you want to believe that or not. And it hurts people along the way. And that's very unfortunate. And you are going to see a lot of people hurt on Saturday. And I guess if you like seeing that, good for you. I don't like to see people in pain. I don't like to see people feeling it on Saturday. I don't, you know, whatever.
You know, you keep talking. I did social services for a long time, and I helped people. One of the things I actually did was help people get off food stamps, because I believe it or not, it was under Obama that there were some work requirements. They had been eased, and then Obama administration or Congress or whomever started to put them back into place. So, you know, it had to be a gradual transition. You can't just tell people, hey, your food assistance is cut off tomorrow. But these were called ABODs, able-bodied working adults without dependents. So these were adults that didn't have kids, and there was nothing wrong with them that they couldn't work. One point in time, I think it had to do with the 2008 crisis and the world falling apart, and you know how we extended benefits like we did at COVID. Well, anyways, I helped these people literally transition off food stamps and to finding jobs. That was one of the roles that I've had throughout the years. And I can tell you, that has not changed. If you don't have kids and you can get a job, you aren't getting government benefits. You might get them for a couple of months if you're transitioning from a bad situation or homelessness or something like that. Government just isn't handing out benefits to everybody. Everybody thinks... But we are hurting kids and seniors.
Well, we're hurting
and
kids.
And working families.
But I don't want to totally discount that middle number, because I do know a lot of people who are in this middle number, the working age adult group,
yes,
that are cancer patients who are currently not working.
And now, they're not able to work right now. They're not able-bodied.
And they are food card recipients.
Yes.
I know a lot of those people are people who have had strokes, people who
have we could consider them disabled, so they're not able-bodied.
Disabled, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
And the only way
so
they're
we're
able...
the elderly, the disabled, and children.
Right, so...
Primarily. And their parents or loved ones who go to work to help take care of them.
But what I don't understand is, and I do believe this did come up in the Facebook Live, and honestly... I'm not sure who made the comment, so I can't lay this comment. But basically, when I was talking about this, the answer was, get a job. So...
I mean, okay, get a job and take care of your own kids. Okay, I've already got one job. It doesn't take care. And listen, there are people that work at Whirlpool, the largest employer in Marion, where you're supposed to be making the big bucks. And we've got craptastic insurance. Okay, there are people that work there. And have been there for a long time that still qualify for food stamps because they don't make enough money to take care of their family at $25 an hour. $25 an hour doesn't go far when your rent is $1,000 and your electric bill is $300 or more.
Well, you know, the funny thing of this is, I guess not funny, maybe more ironic.
Ironic.
For years and years, I've been making fun of, you know, marriage and relationships and so on and so forth. But one of the reasons, and I'm not saying it's every reason, but I know I have seen it time and time again over the years, that people get into relationships is because they feel they can't pay their bills on their own. And not that they... don't believe that they love the person or whatever, but that's one of the reasons. A two-income household's better than a one-income household. And I...
Well, to be honest with you, I have some neighbors that they've wanted to be divorced from each other for a long, 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 long time. They can't afford to be divorced from each other.
Exactly.
So
I mean, that is a major...
they just kind of live separate lives in the same house.
Well, I have known many, many people who worked at Turning Point over the years, and some of them I've known very closely, and the recidivism rate is always 90%. They will take the, mm-hmm. these people come to them and say, I've been beat by my partner, or my kids are being beat. They put them up for a period of time, and 90% of them go back home, but the reason always is financial. I can't make it on my own.
Mm-hmm. They need a stable place to stay and a way to pay to take care of their kids or themselves.
Right. So, I mean, if that's... So,
yeah, we are hurting children and the elderly and people who do work. So, there's such a slim majority of people that do not work that get assistance, but it's time limited. That's what people don't understand. It's time limited. If you don't work, let's say I just got out of jail... which is a possibility you might get food stamps for 3 months. And I've been in jail a long time, let's say. I dealt with people that were in prison for like 10 years. I dealt with people that had never worked in their lives and were getting up off the couch for the first time. I mean, I've dealt with all populations of people. But, you know, you might get food stamps for 3 months. But you also have to be doing a program. You either have to volunteer 80 hours a month in your community. You have to do a work-related program, which was what I was. You would come see me for a few hours a week. We'd look for, we'd do resumes, we'd look for a job, we'd practice interview skills, I'd take you to interviews, I'd help you figure out how you were going to get back and forth to work, I would make sure you had the appropriate clothing for work. I mean, those are the kind of benefits, those are the kind of activities that you're doing while you're getting your $100 a month in food stamps, while you're not getting a job. And they've made it so unappealing for people to not work. I mean, I think you get like $30 a month in food stamps if you don't work.
Well,
it's not like somebody's living high on the hog.
Well, here is something interesting. Now this has been a bigger question over time. Now, people, Scott's got a political opinion, so on and so forth, and
you're a dirty Democrat.
Yeah,
just admit
Democrat.
It. I saw it on the internet. You had a button on and everything.
Right. But now mm-hmm. here's the truth going back years and years and years. A good reason that I will never say that I'm a member of a political party is because of the journalism thing. But the real reason I truly am not a member of any political party is because I'm more pragmatic. And I cannot come into a situation and already have my mind made up just because of an R or a D next to my name. I got to take these things on a person-by-person, issue-by-issue basis.
And I believe you when you say that because I'm the same way. I've refused to, quote-unquote, caucus with a party because I don't 100% align with either party. So, like you said, I don't walk in and say, I'm automatically going to go Democrat all the way down the ticket. I'm automatically going to go Republican all the way down the ticket. I'm going to figure out who I actually want to vote for.
Well, and this is one of those major pragmatic issues that I don't think we have seen in our lifetime is the delay of food stamps.
No.
Now, I am living and doing a show in Marion County where I know that 21,841 people qualify for Medicaid, and most likely a major portion of that qualify for ABT. Now, I cannot...
Because I think the food threshold, the income threshold is lower. Or higher, I guess it would be. Like, you may not qualify for Medicaid, but you qualify for food.
Right. I don't think it's all the people, but it's probably a good portion.
Right. I would say most of the people on Medicaid receive some type of food assistance.
So on an issue like
them,
that...
What do you want to do? Do you want to go to the doctor, or do you want to eat? Take your choice.
So on an issue like this, I cannot come in with my mind already made up as a Republican and say, well, this is good, so I've got to find the facts that cherry-pick this to be a good issue. I can't do that. I got to look at everything on a case-by-case
basis.
People
eating their camp. I'm sorry, you can't cherry-pick that.
Well, I've seen it. Get a job is what I heard. Get a job.
Okay, so Ruby says, should I go down there and start handing out Indeed information to the little elementary school kids? I think they're about, or they might have just got on the bus. I'll have to catch them tomorrow morning. So, like, the little seven-year-old, should I be like, now listen, you guys might be hungry next month. Stuff might be tough. So this is how you get on Indeed. And we'll just get around the whole minor labor laws thing somehow.
You know, I don't know what the answer to this is going to be, but I certainly know that anybody who would use this for some kind of political gain, that's not a good thing.
Weaponized starvation?
Yeah, well, and people see it coming, as you've said. People are already trying to make the case as to why this is a Democratic or Republican problem. You know,
it should be a human. If you are rejoicing or reveling in the fact... I mean, you can take, like, I put on my Facebook page, take the stereotypical lazy bum, just take that person out of your mind, and go ahead and replace it. You gave the numbers, go ahead and replace it with the children and the senior citizens that this is going to affect, and then see how you feel about yourself. And if you still feel okay about yourself, then you're a despicable person. Sorry.
Here's how, Laura out there listening this morning. McDonald's, Amazon, Walmart, and Dollar Tree have the highest number of employees needing SNAP and WIC benefits. Billion-dollar companies paying employees such abysmal wages that employees need assistance to feed themselves. I'm not sure telling people to work more is going to fix anything.
And if you really put that into perspective... By giving those people food assistance, not only do we already subsidize them with giant tax breaks, we're actually subsidizing and allowing them to pay their employees less because we'll help their, as taxpayers, we'll help their employees buy food. Think about that. And I have a friend that works three jobs. One of them is so she can afford her insulin, and she barely sees her kids. So you want to do this, okay, do you choose to see your kids or do you work 16 hours a day? What do you do there?
Well, I will say this. I know most people out there in the listening audience, whether they voted for Trump or not or consider themselves as a Republican, they're not demagogues, and they want people to eat, and they want people to have insurance. And,
I hope so.
And that's,
I really hope so, because it doesn't feel that way right now. I'm glad that you said that, and I'm not being sarcastic, because it feels like everywhere I look, people don't care about their fellow human being to the point that they're cool with $200-300 million ballrooms. They're making excuses for those, but we're telling kids and old people to get jobs.
Well, I just can't believe that because of who you voted for or because of the party that you might associate with, that you think that, 62.8% of the kids in Marion County should go without health insurance.
That's awful.
You know, I just can't imagine that that's what you believe. So here is the problem.
I hope not, because you know what? These people typically, likely, most all had children at some point. And we all know that kids get ear infections and strep and all this other stuff that they need to be seen to the doctor. They need their eyes checked. They need this, that, and the other to make sure they grow up healthy. And we would take that away from a child, or we would take insulin away from a diabetic that's on Medicaid. I mean,
that's a big issue that nobody's talking about. You know, this is not just doctor's visits. People will say go to the hospital. We're talking about their medication.
You can't get your prescription filled at the hospital.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I will tell you this. Here's something interesting. I mean, we're 8 days away from the election. Now, this is a very local election, but I've started to see some of the literature being put out, you know, and it's usually always against the bond issues and against the levies that are out there. And you know what? That's fine. People are allowed to do that. I would never begrudge them in doing that. But bond issues and levies don't need any help failing as of late. Most of them don't pass. Very rarely does one pass. So I don't really know why waste the paper on that unless you feel they're going to pass for some reason. But in any event, what I think when I see that sort of thing is that, okay, because the argument is always made, like with property taxes. Well, if you don't own any property, then you shouldn't have a stake in this. And I understand the argument, but to me that's
okay,
kind of like...
Okay, don't call my cops because I'm the one that paid for them.
Well, right. That's, you know, that's another thing. And it all, to me it's also like, a man can't have an abortion. He shouldn't be voting on that. You know, there are. If you don't have a school-age children, if you don't have children, you can't vote on school levies. You know, this...
Somebody else paid for your education.
Right, because if you don't have a job, you can't vote on any income tax. I don't know that that's the way that things work. And you know, that seems to be a case that's being made from time to time. I would guess if you don't have any kids and you do own property, you're probably apt to vote against it because you don't have any kids. But maybe if you had kids, you would.
Right.
So
that's typically, I don't have a kid in the city school system, but I would still vote yes because I want our city schools to be strong.
Right. Because
now, I know there's a lot of people who live out in the county that own large swaths of land that don't have... Farmers, I'm not saying that. They own thousand acres of land. They don't have anybody in the school system. They don't appreciate still paying taxes, you know?
Well,
so I get that perspective, too.
Yes.
But,
I mean,
you know, that's...
But, and vote. And if you think that's the... Because I can guarantee you when a school levy, and the only one who's really been successful with this as of late has been River Valley. And if they are passing them, that is... I don't believe that that's really who owns property and who doesn't, because the people who own... somebody's got to own the property out there. I would think they would come out in big numbers to vote against this. I think it's a lot of people who own property also have kids or grandkids. So do we need to disqualify the people who don't have kids because they're a biased voter? I don't know.
I think you get the every voter is biased, don't they, when they walk into the...
Buy something, sure.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, something has influenced your decision to even get up and vote. That's the first thing, so what you're voting on or how you're voting. But, yeah, I mean, you're almost starting to talk about, like, poll taxes. Like, you need to qualify this way or that way and to be able to vote. And now, I've often said you should have to pass a basic test, but that's typically just me being sarcastic. Yeah.
But by the way, some districts...
People are starting to see, though, what's important to the people they elected, and it doesn't seem like it's their well-being.
Well, and by the way, some school districts, have went to income taxes.
Mm-hmm.
Now...
Some have both.
Right. So,
yes.
What if you voted yes on an income tax and you have an income? I mean, does that...
What if you vote yes on an income tax and you're on Social Security? It doesn't affect you.
Right. So we need to disqualify all the seniors from voting from that. See, this is not the way it's supposed to work, and it's supposed to be the majority rule.
We're not supposed to find reasons to disqualify people.
And by the way,
we don't like how they're voting. That's not how that's supposed to work.
Well, what if you got your property because of an inheritance? What if you got your property because somebody willed it to you? You probably have a different feeling than somebody who worked many years, 30 years, to pay off a mortgage. You know, these things, I think, are important to take into account.
Well, I think that's why we don't put requirements on who can and can't vote other than age and, you know, legal citizen, sort of thing.
Now, we do have about 7 minutes left in this hour, and city council's tonight, and by all accounts, there's a lot of stuff going on there. We've got
economic developer. Let's just touch on that one real quick.
That's tonight, yep.
Terry, I don't know if Terry's mentioned, he probably sent it to you, I don't know. But Terry sent me a sorry, I went blank for a second. He sent me a job description from Delaware County, and it was for their economic developer. Their economic developer requires a degree, and it could have been in a variety of areas. It was like management or economics or just different things that would have to do with developing an economy, you know, or having an understanding of business or finance. They needed 6 to 10 years of relevant experience. There were some certifications that were preferred but not required. And then if you did have those certifications, you would need to maintain them during your employment. The low-end wage was $83,000. The top was $111,000.
Oh,
that's Delaware County.
Well, look at that.
Yeah, look at that.
So now here's
$120,000 for a high school diploma.
So what does the auditor and the treasurer make in Delaware?
I don't know. I'd have to look that up. That's an interesting question.
Well, so I guess the other issue tonight, that's one of them. The other issue tonight, which I think will be discussed at great length, will be the code situation, the commercial codes office. I don't think...
Hey, now speaking of commercial codes, you just keep segueing into these great stories. The parking lot down by Center Street Market, right across from the courthouse.
Yes, I've heard about this.
The city went and now a downtown business owner complained to Alan Wilson, who was downtown Marion manager, that those potholes were atrocious, and I agree. I mean, you better hold a child's hand, because if they would have fallen in one, they probably would have disappeared into a different realm. However, it is privately owned by someone. Now, they said they were out of state. They actually live in Lancaster, Ohio, or that's their mailing address anyway. But because it was unsightly to and unsafe for the cars of downtown business owners, because multiple downtown business owners commented, the city went and filled in potholes or giant potholes on private property after two days after being asked, and we're just supposed to accept it for it, the fact that it was safety. But I mean, I'm sitting here wondering how many people are listening can't get a pothole filled in their alley or on their street, or they have to slowly crawl over one so they don't end up with front-end damage. Well, we don't allow that in downtown.
Have the potholes been replaced over by what used to be the AT&T building on South Main? Because that had the biggest sinkhole I've ever seen in my life. When that was WDCM radio, I used to drive behind there at 5 o'clock in the morning, and there was a hole that could have swallowed your whole car up back there.
Well, if it's not right in the middle of downtown and none of the downtownies park there, it doesn't need attention.
Well, I guess here's the point of this.
But Ralph Smith, who is our city councilman, and Kiki Collins, who is the mayor's wife, oh, it's about safety. And Ralph Smith said, sure, we could have tried to made the property owner fix it, but we'll just deal with the pending legal issues later. Why are city resources being used to fix anything when we can't get a sidewalk up Leader Street to go to Job and Family Services?
Here's the thing I don't understand about this, and I guess this will play out tonight, because I assume this question is going to be asked at some point. My question is, okay, safety. Let's that's the defense. Okay.
What about the popcorn festival when 10,000 people were down there in the dark staggering around possibly after been drinking?
Well, but I mean, let's just take the safety defense that we did this because this was a safety issue. Well,
the lot wasn't used.
Well, but two things I would have a problem with there. Number one, the city did not deem it a safety issue. Somebody complained to the downtown Marion manager. The downtown Marion manager got to somebody in the city. So the city did not deem it a safety issue until it was tipped off that somebody downtown did not like it, so says the Post. So that's number one. Mm-hmm. That's a problem. And number two...
All it took was a downtown Marion business owner to complain once. It didn't matter. It's been that way for years.
Right.
I mean,
so
it has been that way for years.
So that's a...
Last I knew, the owner rented that space for money. I knew, someone made money off that parking lot.
So that blows your safety issue. And number two would be that if this did happen, this was a misappropriation of funds, because even if it was for safety reasons, it should have had to go through Streets and Sewers and City Council for an appropriation of funds.
The owner should have had to have been made to bring it into compliance if we found you can't even mow grass without putting a letter on somebody's door.
But let's say you wanted to do it for safety. You still cannot do that unilaterally.
No.
So you would have had to have gone through committee, and you would have had to have council approve the funds. They are the purse.
Because labor and materials were used.
Right. So who okayed that? Because that person...
I'm going to go with the service director, but I can't be sure because I obviously don't know. But I have another question. Is our streets department so unbusy, so unscheduled that they have just, they can get on stuff a day or two later, pet projects?
Yeah, but I think council would still...
There's enough work around here that's for the actual citizens that seems like they would be busy, but it would take longer than 2 days to get out and do some, you know, some... cosmetic work.
Well, it's my understanding is this would be a misappropriation of funds.
Oh, it is.
Okay.
For sure.
So, if this is a misappropriation of funds,
like they get on McGinnis about all the time.
Right. So, will we see the outrage tonight from Aaron Rollins? Will we see the outrage from Ayers Ratliff? Will we see the outrage from Jason Schauber? Will we see the outrage from Twyla Lang where they yell and want to know, who did this? Who made this payment? Who ordered this? We won't see that outrage.
No, and if I get overly emotional, then I'll get gaveled.
Well, no, but why would we not see that outrage? Because we've seen it.
Because it's for safety. We already know what Ralph Smith thinks. We'll deal with the litigation later.
Right, but
we're in like 5 or 6 lawsuits, Scott.
Yeah, but
should we be talking about we'll deal with it later?
Right, but wasn't the reason that they were so upset with McGinnis's office is because, I mean, they have to pay the taxes. It was just the procedure.
It's called hypocrites.
Well, they got tonight. I can't call them a hypocrite.
1-800-FRAUD-OHIO, people. You can call and leave an anonymous tip that this kind of stuff is going on up here. You don't need to leave your name or telephone number or anything. 1-800-FRAUD-OH.
And we'll talk more about it next hour.
Bye, Scott.
Stay tuned.
Bradley, there's no rhythm to it. Of course, it doesn't. I think in the end, it doesn't.